The Sherry Group Podcast, presented by The Sherry Group, LLC.
Yes, welcome to the podcast. This is The Sherry Group Podcast. My name is Drew Demery. I'm joined here by my faithful co-host, David Sherry. Dave, how are you doing on this lovely Friday?
I'm doing great, Drew. I'm doing really good. Just had an opportunity this morning to work with a client and visit with a donor. It's always fun to get a chance to sit down and hear what people are passionate about and talk about camp and opportunities. And it's just good for the soul. It was a good morning, real good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sun's shining. My son and I got to go for a little walk this morning just around the neighborhood. His latest fascination is with the idea of going to school. So when we go on walks, we're always on the lookout for schools. So that's kind of what we're working with this week. It's nice.
It is nice. Well, we have, I think we're setting a record today with furthest away guest that we've ever hosted. We have Jordy Brown all the way from Dubai today. Why don't you, we'll have you go ahead and introduce Jordy. I know you guys go way back, but I'm just excited about we're going international.
We are going international, baby. Here we go. Yes, we've got Jordy Brown. He's one of my favorite camp people out there in the whole world. He's so positive and caring. That's one thing that I've learned about Jordy is that he goes that extra mile for other people. He's just a really kind, caring person. And I know Jordy because he was my program director. The first year that I was a full-time camp director, I had a seasonal program director who knew camp a lot more than me, and people really relied on his leadership while I kind of got my feet underneath me. So I'm eternally grateful to Jordy for all of his support that first year. And then I've just been friends ever since. And he's one of those people that when you talk about passionate camp people, you're talking about Jordy. So I'm really excited to chat with Jordy today. So welcome to the show, Jordy Brown. How you doing?
Thanks for all those comments, Drew. I'm doing good. I'm a teacher, and so the school year is kind of winding down. So I'm at the point in the year where I can feel the kids are getting to the point of the school year coming to an end. All the teachers are feeling ready to go when the end of the year is coming. So it's kind of that nice feeling that we got like a month left of school.
And you're in Dubai, Jordy. So you're in a hot climate, probably a concrete jungle. Not a lot of summer camps around there, I would imagine.
No, they don't have a lot of summer camps. Surprisingly, they have quite a bit of like adventure camp kind of stuff with like high ropes courses. And there's malls, like there's over 80 malls that exist in Dubai, and a lot of them have some sort of like indoor, you know, leisure activities for kids, whether it's high ropes courses or like trampoline parks or anything like that. So it's kind of surprising that there's a lot of like youth service type occupations that exist here. It just isn't your traditional summer camp counselor kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand that. Jordy, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of your camping background?
Yeah, so I grew up in Iowa, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And growing up, I went to a camp as a camper called YMCA Camp Wapsi. And like ever since I was like 6 years old, all the way until I was 22 or 23, I went there every summer as a camper. And then I got on staff, and then I worked my way through staff, and camp really gave me that spark to want to be a teacher and influence kids and have that kind of impact in people's lives by being a teacher. And so I give a lot of my credit of like me as a teacher to inspiration from summer camp and like that type of interaction between, you know, child and adult, and that really fuels what I do every day. Then once I got to the point of having a full-time job, being a seasonal summer camp program director was pretty tricky because I basically had to bounce out the last week of summer camp to go right to my job.
Yeah, that sounds like a full year to me, going straight from school to camp leadership, back to school and classroom leadership. Well, we're very thankful to have you on the podcast today. We've asked you on to share one of those meaningful stories that you might have from that sounds like a 15, 16 years you were at YMCA Camp Wapsi. I'm sure you saw a lot of great things and experienced a lot of great things, both as a camper and as a counselor and as a leadership team member. So I'm interested and excited to hear what you have to share with us today. Are you up for the journey?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Are you guys ready for the journey?
We're going to buckle up and yeah, we'll tag along on the ride here. So why don't you get us kicked off? You know, let's hear an experience that you've had that's made a lasting impact on you.
Yeah. So like I said, I started going to camp when I was 6 years old. And at Camp Wapsie, they have a teepee village. And my parents literally dropped me off at camp. And I had to bring two things. I had my blankie and my stuffed animal Simba. And I rolled up to the teepee village. And my counselor, his name was Will. I still remember him. And we're still Facebook friends. And it's kind of cool. I still talk to him to this day.
Nice.
But we showed up at camp. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm Will. Super friendly, super welcoming. He showed me into the blue teepee, which quite small, but it made sense for six-year-olds at the time. So we went into the blue teepee. He showed me my bunk. And, you know, we had a good first day. And on Sundays, you know, getting to the evening time, and I remember, like, getting ready to go to bed. And I was just laying in my, like, tiny bunk, holding my Simba and my blankie. And I just started to, like, melt a little bit. I was like, you know. And then Will, he's like, oh man, you know, Jordy, what's going on? What's happening? And I couldn't really even speak, but it was more like you know, and like snot was coming out of my nose and like I'm wiping it everywhere. And then he's like, oh, Jordy, because he wanted to remove me from this area where everyone was sleeping. So he's like, hey, come on up to the picnic table and let's talk through this. So, you know, I grabbed my Simba and my blankie, and you know, I'm trudging along, like wiping the snot off my nose. And we sit down at the picnic table, and he asked me, he's like, Jordy, what is your favorite TV show? And I was like, you know, one more like deep breath. I was like, SpongeBob. And he's like, oh, SpongeBob. Jordy, I love SpongeBob, man. What's your favorite SpongeBob episode? And I was like, the one where he's delivering Krabby Patty pizzas and they sing Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. And then, like, it was so cool because, you know, after I did that, you know, it's like, what did I completely forget about? After he asked me about my favorite TV show, I completely forgot about my parents and being homesick. And it was so cool because I remember at that moment, I like felt hooked into like the magic and the like just being present at camp. And so of course Will was, you know, checking in on me and making sure that I was doing so many things to just help keep my mind off of missing my parents. And then at the end of that week, you know, I was like, oh, you know, it'd be so cool for me to be a counselor one day. And I remember we had like a wish stick campfire, and I remember putting a wish on the stick and throwing it in the fire. And then fast forward, gosh, I mean, that was when I was six. So fast forward probably 10 to 12 years. And then when I was a counselor, I actually then found myself as the counselor of the blue teepee that was in the same teepee village. And so I was there. It was 1 week where it was Sunday night. And there was a camper, his name was Tyler, who had like a stuffed turtle with him. And he was laying in his bed on Sunday night, you know, and I'm like, you know, making sure all the kids are getting ready for bed. And I hear the, like you can hear the tears and the, like, Tyler, what's going on, man? What's happening? What are you thinking about? He's like, I miss my mom and dad. You know, like snot comes everywhere. And I was like, oh, Tyler, like, let's go out to the picnic table and talk about it. And so of course, Tyler grabs his turtle and he, you know, trudges his feet out to the picnic table. And we sit down, and this is the coolest thing, because I asked him, what's your favorite TV show? And Tyler like paused for a moment, and he's like, SpongeBob? And I was like, whoa, man! Like, I was like, this is my favorite show. And so then in my brain, I was like, okay, no way did he have the same favorite episode of SpongeBob that I have also. And so, of course, I asked him, I was like, Tyler, do you have a favorite SpongeBob episode? And he's like, the one where they're delivering pizzas and they sing a Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Tyler, that is my favorite episode. And it was so cool because in that moment, I felt like I had just seen like my life go in a complete circle, that we learn how to do what we do because of our own life experiences. Like, because I was once Tyler as a six-year-old, I knew how to respond to that moment as a counselor. And of course, Tyler had an amazing rest of the week. And he came to camp for the next, you know, 6 or 7 years. I'm not sure if he still goes to camp now, but it was so cool to like feel that full circle moment of him liking the same show that I liked. And so, yeah, I mean, and then it kind of hooked me in like the meaning and the impact that I could also have in campers' lives as they come to camp. Definitely impacted me. And even to this day, like I think about Will, and it helps me feel warm-hearted every time I think about that story.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And when I hear that, first of all, everybody that works camp has had a homesick camper and can immediately sympathize with what you're going through and visualize the snotty nose and all that. But I think the message that I really hear about that is the life lessons that camp prepared you for, and how Will, in essence, had an impact on Tyler, although they most likely never met, right? But Will's impact on you kept you at camp, and you in turn kept Tyler in camp. And that's, I think that's one of the great things about camp is that passing on of not just games and activities, but compassion for each other and caring. And I just love it. I love that story. I love the full circle.
Yeah, Dave, when we talk about camp, we often talk about the traditions at camp, you know, the wish stick campfire, or you know, the campfire when kids arrive to camp, or the Wednesday night dance. What another great tradition here that I think Jordy and you are both talking about is like the tradition of compassion, the tradition of kindness that's built into a camp, that, you know, those traditions help build your culture. And they don't just have to be physical traditions like the starfish story and giving out starfish pins, but a tradition of values. I think that's just so cool that Jordy was able to have that experience from both sides.
Yeah, I really think, you know, one of the things that camp teaches is empathy. And I think, just like you said, maybe that's not one of the traditions that we talk very much about, but it's really empathy is what we're talking about, right? Jordy, you had empathy towards Tyler, and you understood what he was going through and cared about what he was going through and were able to connect with him because of that. And I think that's probably a much more common story in camping than we realize and talk about, really. But it's, I think, teaching kindness, teaching empathy, teaching just how to treat people is a huge, huge part of who we are as a camping movement.
Yeah. And I think it's even, I mean, that's just one moment that happened in my life, but it's like, that applies to me every day. Like when I'm in a classroom with 9 and 10 year olds in a fourth grade classroom, and you know, they have so many random issues throughout a day, whether it's like they're super tired because they didn't get a lot of sleep last night, or maybe they just really have to go to the bathroom and they feel like they can't just go to the bathroom. And a lot of times, you know, that empathy, compassion first mentality to like how you respond to stuff allows you to actually build that relationship with the student, even in the context of a classroom.
Jordy, Dave, let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to hear another story from Jordy.
Contact the Sherry Group today for all of your fundraising, development, and training needs. www.thesherrygroupllc.com. Thank you.
Okay, we're back with the podcast now. This is the Sherry Group podcast. I am Drew Demery, sporting a ridiculous mustache this week, as pointed out by my co-host, David Sherry. And we are joined this week by Jordy Brown, who is a full-time teacher now and a summer camp advocate and past staff member. He shared a great story about being in the teepee village there at Camp Wapsie. And Jordy, I know you through your work with staff. I didn't get to see you as a camper, but I saw you as an amazing staff member when I was working at Camp Wapsie. And so I wonder if you could share with us an impactful story from your time leading staff members. Or I know that you are very creative and enthusiastic, and you came up with some amazing all-camp games. That really stands out in my mind from my interaction with you, is leading an entire camp, leading 300 people in an all-camp game. So I wonder if you might be able to share a story with us about leading staff or leading camp that's kind of memorable in your mind.
Yeah, you know, when you're a director, it's so easy to just think so much about like how staff are perceiving you. first of all. Like, I think you can easily say, oh, how does staff think about me on this? Like, do they like me? Do they not like me? But it's interesting that you mentioned about leading games, Drew, but because the one thing that I always felt so confident with as a director was, all right, give me some time to lead an all-camp game. I'll put something really creative together and we're going to do it. And it was able to do really, I don't know, I always felt like my games were fun.
They were. I can tell you, they were a lot of fun.
So one of my favorite games that I ever made that I think the kids loved, the staff were like, meh about, but they realized that it was actually kind of fun for the kids, was a game that I called the Roy G. Biv color game, in which I dressed up like a magical elf named Roy G. Biv, which is basically stands for the colors of the spectrum. And because I'm in education, one of my biggest things is that a lot of people think the primary colors are blue, red, and green. But actually, they're cayenne, magenta, and yellow, rather than the red, blue, and green. So I was like, we got to fix this. And so Roy G. Biv came to camp trying to help kids figure out the real primary colors of camp. And so there's a song on YouTube. It's, you could literally look it up. It's called the Roy G. Biv song. And it's like, R is for red, O is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. And then, so basically you had this song like blasting while kids are like hearing it on repeat over and over again. And then Roy G. Biv makes a magical elf entrance in order to help them understand the primary colors. And so the game basically was campers had to go with a counselor around to all these different paint stations and complete 10 challenges of creating colors. So like with only the colors, you know, cyan, magenta, and yellow, they would have to create like a rainbow. And they'd have to mix the paints and they would basically do art on the counselor. So like, they would have like an arm of a rainbow, or they would put like magenta and yellow together, which would make a color. And so it's kind of cool because the campers had to like mix the different colors. And then if they could complete all 10 challenges, they would like present their counselor back to Roy G. Biv. And then Roy G. Biv would give out like a spirit award or the best artistic counselor. And it was just really fun. It was a lot of fun. And I was also quite fun to wear a pink wig and like a super rainbow poncho with like neon orange shorts. it was a lot of fun. And even if I like went back to camp and there were still campers there, I'm pretty confident that they would still remember the Roy G. Biv color game because I took it like way over the top in terms of enjoyment.
Yes, it's very memorable, Jordy. I remember Roy G. Biv, that song stuck in my head for most of the summer after that all camp game. And it was one that I looked forward to, in weeks and years to come after that was, will Roy G. Biv make an appearance? He's kind of an elusive character, but what a campy moment, Dave. Like that's the most camp moment that you might be able to ever have in an all camp game. How ridiculous is that?
First of all, I keep notes here when we talk to make sure I remember names like Will and Tyler when we come back and discuss the story. So I've got Roy G. Biv's song written down to look up later on. I'll be listening to the Roy G. Biv song here shortly after our podcast. I'm looking forward to that. But I love the idea of just the creativity of it. And it is so campy to have this mysterious thing, right? To have Roy G. Biv and the imaginations and getting them running wild and having fun. And I think that's one of the places or one of the things that makes camp a special place. You know, I think a lot of times kids get caught in routine and stuck in learning and then go into their sports and music lessons and all those things are important. But to be able to go someplace and just be silly and have fun and use your imagination is great. That Roy G. Biv sounds perfect right off the camp alley.
It was also quite fun because a lot of the campers would be like, you're just Jordy dressed up. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, Jordy's like at the pool right now. He's not around here.
Jordy, you mentioned that the staff were a little hesitant to begin with when it came to this game. But you know what? I bet that at some point they had a smile on their face because of your leadership. And I think that absolutely, that role modeling of you were the program director. You were the leader that summer, and staff saw you leading camp in that creative enthusiastic, special way, certainly it rubbed off on other staff members, and they wanted to then also make camp special. That's what a great leader does, is they inspire others to rise above that status quo and to create something meaningful for kids. So thanks for doing that with them.
Yeah.
Well, Jordy Brown, thanks for joining us today. This has been a really fun podcast episode. Really appreciate your time and your efforts, and really appreciate your friendship. So thanks for joining us today, Jordy.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks, Dave, for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate you all the way from Dubai and marking this day down, the day that we crossed the ocean.
This is it. Well, thanks, guys. And thank you, listeners. This has been the Sherry Group Podcast. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.